She looked just like a train wreck. It's not totally depressing, because it has these long, drawn-out metaphors. They're like, oh, he thinks he's really clever. He really drew that little shitty thing. So, sorry, introduction. She looked just like a train wreck. Could have been avoided in third world country by a long stretch of farmland where the waters had run high, run the topsoil down the river so that next year there would be no crops. She was as desperate as a salesman at a company that's folding, but they haven't told the staff yet. They're bankrupt and back ordered. They're funneling the pensions to the CEO's back pockets. So in 1 week they'll have nothing. I miss you now. I hope you're fine. Good luck, love. Oh, goodbye. Played the sweet young orphan or the girl in the heart of gold. But she got her sad carpool, turns tricks down Uncle Wing. And she tells herself it's a terrible street to pull tricks. She tells herself it's the point. Tells herself it's research for the next greatest role. Cahuenga will sound cool for everybody who's not from Los Angeles. Cahuenga. Have you heard women talk about Cahuenga? Sorry. I'm just saying. I miss you now. Hope you're fine. I'm missing the chorus. Good luck, love. Oh, goodbye. Just to hear you say she's fine, that she's gone away. And you know there's only fuck. That's like the coolest part of it. Well, my girls are going as bad witches for Halloween. They want to be witches with funny hats. My wife is a student midwife, and they said they wanted to be witches. And so, of course, she's into the wise woman thing. And she was like, well, what do you mean by witches? And you're trying to discern, you mean a good witch? You mean a wise woman? Are you thinking like a garland? Or, like, no, green face, pointy hat. We raised you well.
Stalling while I help
her. You know, there's only one more time to hear from her again. Well, it's life informing, art informing, life again. Like every stupid kid thinks that they're the first in pain, first to rip themselves apart, first to try to live without a heart. See your face, you can hear your lines. Good luck, love, or goodbye. Miss you now, hope you're fine. Good luck. love over the line. Is clear. How about this is a little song about housing. I'm going to call out my good friend Sandy Sheila, who's been playing mostly. The last time I played here, I don't know how many of you were here, he was playing drums, but he plays many other things. He is a damn talented, good looking, excited young man. You're quite welcome, Sandy. He's gonna play piano with us, right? And we're gonna, this is a happy little, kind of, company country ditty about living in an abandoned superstore. So. We played it a little while I was sound checking, and that's the only time we played it. So if he messes up, just go, go, Sandy, go, like that. And then he'll really die. So, cool. Anyway, there's a place called Fred Meyer's that's in like Salt Lake City and places like that. That's the biggest store you'll ever step in. And I figure when society crumbles and we're all, there's, you know, populations over the top and there's no longer a glut of consumer goods and it comes down to things like food and bedding, that superstores like that will become nice places to live. So, yeah.